W-E-E-B-E-R-T, first name Tamika, T-E-M-I-K-A. She was born 6/20/71. Patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient currently is in her third benefit period from 11/18/2025 to 1/16/2025, period. Ms. Webbert is a 54-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of degenerative disease of the nervous system. Patient is quite thin, continues to have weight loss, decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinence, severe pain, requires hydrocodone 10/3/25, 3 to 4 times a day, period. She has bouts of confusion with FST score of 6E. So since our last evaluation, Tamika is has dropped her MAC from 31 centimeter to 30.5, as I mentioned. She has a PPS score of 40%. She has bouts of bowel and bladder dysfunction and incontinence. She lives with her daughter, no, with her son, Junior, who takes good care of her. She also has a history of chronic pain, hyperlipidemia, depression. Her pain is definitely getting worse from the last visit. The person has unsteady gait because of neurodegenerative disease. She does not want to use a walker. She does have to wear a pad because of her bladder dysfunction, requires high dose of Xanax and Seroquel for her confusion and to give her relief from the results of her disease, as well as with pain, the pain medication that she takes on a regular basis. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Her vital signs as follows: 160 over 88, pulse is 78, respiration is 18 FFL. Let's see. Recent MAC is 31.5, as I mentioned. Asia meets the criteria for her diagnosis. Furthermore, she does not want to go to the hospital. Her diagnosis of degenerative disease of the nervous system. She doesn't want to go to the hospital. She knows that even though she's less than 60 years old, she's got very little time left on this earth. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.